Hello everybody, this is Dino Mahoney welcoming you to another edition of Songbirds. Songbirds is a programme for you, the student, and it's here to help you boost your English language skills through listening to drama in English. And today is the sixth and final part of our Songbirds drama serial called Charity Begins at Home. Regular listeners will know that this drama serial is about the response of three Hong Kong schoolgirls to the Asian tsunami disaster. One of the schoolgirls, Serena, has come up with what she thinks is a great idea to raise money to help the victims of that disaster. And this is a scheme in which the schoolchildren, or the classmates, will give half their pocket money each week towards the victims of the disaster. But the other two friends, Agnes and Fanny, are not so keen on this idea. And in today's Songbirds drama episode, you'll hear what happens when Serena tries to get this idea for raising money off the ground. As you listen to the drama, see if you can find the answers to these two questions. How do Fanny and Agnes avoid giving money to Serena's charity? And the second question is, what are the very final words of this Songbirds drama serial? So two questions there. How do Fanny and Agnes avoid donating money to Serena's charity? And what are the very final words of this, the final episode of Charity Begins at Home? Well, now it's time for you to sit back, relax, and enjoy today's Songbirds drama episode, the final part of Charity Begins at Home.
Look, Fanny, Serena's back.
She looks a lot thinner.
Serena! Serena, over here!
Agnes, Fanny, my dear friends, I've missed you so much.
We've missed you too, Serena.
Sorry we didn't come and see you in hospital, Serena. Only poor Fanny was so ill. And, well, you know. But we did pray for you, Serena. Didn't we, Fanny?
That must be why I got better. The combined prayers of my dear friends.
What's that cardboard box for, Serena? And that rolled up paper?
I'll tell you. While I was laying in bed in hospital, I kept thinking about all those poor people who lost their loved ones and their homes in the tsunami, and I was thinking of ways to try and help them.
But so many people have helped them already, Serena. We all gave money when it first happened.
That was in the beginning, with the first shock. But now people are beginning to forget, and we mustn't forget. Villages still need to be rebuilt. Fishermen still need boats. Babies still need milk.
And maybe we need something too. A chance to, well, get on with our lives without always having to have gloomy thoughts about those faraway people.
That's compassion fatigue.
I'm sorry?
After a disaster, an earthquake, a fire, famine, tsunami, we all feel really sorry for the victims and we give money. But soon we forget and we get tired of giving and feeling sorry. That's what compassion fatigue is, and I've thought of a wonderful way of overcoming it.
How, Serena?
A campaign!
Not another one.
Yes, I know. There have been a lot of campaigns on the radio and television, but they're all done by other people. Those campaigns are good, but somehow distant from us. What we need is our very own campaign, so that we really feel involved again.
So what sort of campaign, Serena?
How much pocket money a week do you get, Fanny?
It varies.
Agnes?
About $150 a week, usually. $100 from my dad and $50 from my mum.
Is that the same for you, Fanny?
Something like that.
I get $50.
Is that all?
It's all I need. Anyway, listen. My idea for a campaign is for each of us to give half our pocket money every week to the Red Cross.
Half our pocket money? Every week?
Why not? It would be a real sacrifice, and it would give us a chance to support each other. Share things instead of buying new things.
Like what?
Well, if a classmate wants to buy a new hairbrush, for example, I'd give her my hairbrush. Or, if a classmate wanted to go see a film, someone could lend her a DVD.
And if she was hungry and wanted to buy something to eat?
Someone could bring something to eat from home. A cake or a bowl of rice. I mean, we're always buying things. Things we don't really want, or things we don't really need. It's so shallow, so meaningless. But this way, we're doing something that has meaning and we're doing it together. We become like brothers and sisters, banding together to help our poor brothers and sisters in other countries. So, what do you think?
What do you think, Fanny?
It's a nice idea.
Yes, a nice idea.
But...
Just think, if we gave half our pocket money every week, there are 40 students in our class alone. If we each gave $30, that would be over $1,000. And just think what the Red Cross could do with $1,000. That money could feed a baby for a whole year. Look, yesterday I made this poster. Look.
Let's see, what does it say? Half your pocket money can save a whole life.
That's what I'm calling my campaign. I'm going to ask Miss if I can put this poster up in the classroom.
I don't think Miss will allow that.
We'll see. Oh, look, there's Miss now. Excuse me a minute. I just want to go and talk to her. Miss! Oh, Miss!
Give half our pocket money?
I know, but she makes me feel so guilty.
Don't worry, Miss will stop her. She'll never let her put that poster up in class.
Look, Fanny, Serena's poster. It's up on the wall. Half your pocket money can save a whole life.
I didn't think Miss would allow it.
But look, she has.
And it's on the wall right in front of us, next to the blackboard. We're going to have to look at it all day.
But it's not fair. I get more pocket money than most of the other students. Serena only gets $50 a week, and so she'll only have to contribute $25. But I get $150, so I'd have to give three times as much.
You're not going to give half your pocket money, are you, Agnes?
I don't want to, Fanny, but I'd feel really guilty if everybody else gave their pocket money and I didn't.
But why should you feel guilty?
I don't know, but I do.
I mean, it's your money, Agnes, and you can spend it however you want.
Oh no, look. I think Miss is allowing Serena to speak to the whole class before the lesson begins.
Oh no, not again. We heard it all before in the playground.
Good morning, everyone. Miss Poon has kindly allowed me to talk to you for a few minutes about a campaign I am launching. Half your pocket money can save a whole life. As you all know, I have been in hospital recently, and while I was there, I had a lot of time to think about people who were suffering a lot more than I was. About people in Southeast Asia who, last December, had their families and homes washed away by giant waves. Although it is many months away now, many of these poor people are still suffering. The aid which they first received is fast running out as people start suffering from compassion fatigue. That is why I'm launching this campaign. Half your pocket money can save a whole life. To show our brothers and sisters in Indonesia and Thailand and Sri Lanka and India and all the other places that we still care. The ideas are simple. For the rest of the term, that means for another 6 weeks, we give half our pocket money to the Red Cross, a respectable charity that is helping these people to rebuild their lives. We all get pocket money. I get $50 a week, and I am happy to give that to the Red Cross for the rest of the term, and I hope you will be too. My idea is that we can share things to make up for the loss of our pocket money. Maybe we can share our CDs and our chocolates and snacks, share our comics and our magazines. That way, we won't feel the loss of half our pocket money, and we can have fun giving to the needy and sharing among ourselves. We can rediscover who we are, brothers and sisters with hearts and feelings. I propose that we start tomorrow. I shall pass around this cardboard box, and whoever wants to can put in half their pocket money to be sent to the Red Cross. Now, are there any questions? Yes, Fanny.
I think your idea is marvellous, Serena, and I think the whole class should give you a round of applause.
Thank you, Fanny. You are very kind and generous.
But Serena, can I suggest one small little change to your proposed campaign?
Yes, Fanny, of course. Please do.
Thank you. Well, what I propose is that instead of passing that box around the classroom tomorrow, why don't we pass a piece of paper around?
But the box is for...
Let me explain. To give money openly in front of everybody else in the class could be embarrassing. Some of us may get a lot more pocket money than others, and some may get a lot less.
But that doesn't... You see, the idea is...
The idea is to avoid embarrassment. Instead of the box, why not pass around a paper for us to sign? The paper would be a pledge, a promise to pay half of our pocket money to the Red Cross, with our signatures next to it. You could write the address of the Red Cross on the board, and we could send our money to them by ourselves. We could then pin the pledge on the notice board for all to see, and Miss could ask the headmistress to announce it in the morning assembly and invite other classes to do the same.
But we could put the money in the box in secret.
How?
We could erect a screen of some kind. Our own collection box would be a symbol of what we are doing together. and it would be so nice to give the money to the Red Cross in a lump sum and get a letter from them, written to the school, thanking us.
But I don't think the screen would be very practical. And who is going to look after the money? And what if it gets lost or stolen? If we sent the money ourselves, a lot of these problems would be solved.
Can I speak, please?
Yes, Agnes, please do.
Thank you. First, I want to say that I think half your pocket money can save a whole life campaign is a fantastic idea, Serena.
Thank you, Agnes.
And I agree with Serena. The world is in danger of forgetting those poor people who suffered from that terrible tsunami. Now we have heard two ideas about how the money should be collected. The classroom collection box and signing a pledge promising to give the money to the Red Cross by ourselves. I would like to propose that first we vote on our proposed campaign, Half Your Pocket Money Can Save a Whole Life, and second, if the majority of the class are in favour of the campaign, that we vote on how the money is collected, the box or the written pledge.
Thank you, Agnes. That is very sensible. So, following from what Agnes has just said, let's vote on if you want to join in the Half Your Pocket Money Can Save a Whole Life campaign. Okay, all those in favour, raise your hand. Gosh, fantastic! Every single one of you has put up your hand. Thank you. Thank you so much. The victims of the tsunami thank you with all their hearts. And now let us vote on how the money is to be collected. Those in favour of collecting the money in the classroom using the box, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. Is that 7? No. So, 6. Any more? No. Right. And all those in favour of the pledge, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 32, 33. And any abstentions? 1. So the vote is carried in favour of signing a pledge and donating half our pocket money individually.
And Serena, I would like to volunteer to write out the pledge on some nice paper, pass it round the class, show it to the headmistress, and then pin it on our notice board. These scallops are delicious, Mum. And the bean curd is so soft and smooth.
Hey, Fanny, leave some scallops for me.
Oh, shut up, Stephen.
But I've hardly had any.
Don't be so greedy.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're a greedy little boy, isn't he, Mummy?
Have some more pak choy, Stephen.
I don't want pak choy. I want scallops.
I don't want pak choy. I want scallops.
Not fair. You always hold the best bits.
Shut up whining, you pathetic little nobody.
I can't get over that Serena asking for all your money.
I know, but you should have seen the look on her face when the class voted against her precious little collection box. Well, don't just sit there, Stephen. Answer it.
Why? You know it won't be for me. It'll be for you. It always is.
Mom, tell him to answer it.
Come on, Stephen. Don't be so lazy.
Not fair. Hello? Yes, just a minute.
Please?
Please. It's for you.
Who is it? He never asks who it is.
Who is it?
Please?
Please? Agnes.
Hi.
You were brilliant in class today. Everybody said so.
Why, thank you, Agnes.
Cindy Wu phoned me earlier on, and she said when Serena started her speech, everyone got a fright. She said nobody wanted to give any money, but Serena was making her and everybody else feel really guilty. And anyway, she said what could anyone do if there was a box going around the classroom? So when you came up with that brilliant idea of signing a bit of paper...
The pledge?
Yes, the pledge. Cindy said when you suggested the pledge, she and everybody else gave a great sigh of relief. They all signed the pledge, but secretly Cindy told me that nobody's going to send any money.
That's up to them. It's their money, not Serena's or anybody else's.
They're all so grateful to you. Cindy said they wanted to take you out and treat you to a cake or something.
That would be nice.
Everyone's laughing at Serena. To her face they say what a great idea she's had, and behind her back they just laughed. It's so funny. By the way, what did the headmistress say when you showed her the pledge?
She was very impressed, and she thanked me.
It did look lovely, the way you did it. That was beautiful paper.
The art mistress gave it to me.
Anyway, I've got to go now. My dinner's ready.
We've just finished ours.
What did you have?
Scallops with bean curd in black bean sauce.
Yummy, yummy. I wish your mother would invite me round to dinner one night.
See you tomorrow, Agnes.
Okay, bye, Fanny.
What did Agnes say?
She said some of the other girls had phoned her and they were thanking me for coming up with the idea of signing a pledge, rather than putting money in a box.
I should think so. That Serena and her mother think they're so good and so holy. That teacher should never have allowed Serena to talk about her stupid campaign. People work hard for their money and they don't expect their kids to give their hard-earned pocket money away to some silly charity. But I'm glad the headmistress was pleased with you.
Yes, she thanked me and said how nice the pledge was and how well I had written it. And she made an announcement to all the school over the intercom system.
Well, at least some good came out of it after all of Serena's nonsense. Half your pocket money can save a whole life. What nonsense!
I'm going to give half my pocket money to the Red Cross.
What? No, you are not, young man. I haven't been slaving away at the office to give you your pocket money so you can throw it down the drain.
Ignore him, Mummy. He's only trying to get at me.
Fanny said people should be able to do what they want with their money. Well, the pocket money you give me is my money, and I want to give it to the Red Cross.
Okay, young man, if that's what you want to do with my hard-earned money, I'll stop your pocket money.
You can't.
Of course I can. Then you'll have to get a Saturday job and work for your money, and we'll see if you still want to give it away to some silly charity.
Can I have Stephen's pocket money instead, Mummy?
Why not? At least you won't throw it into the wind like him.
That's not fair. Not fair.
Charity begins at home, Stephen. There's something for you to learn. And this way, you won't forget it.
Oh, Mother, when the whole class put up their hand to vote for the Half Your Pocket Money Can Save a Whole Life campaign, it was the happiest moment of my life, and I shall never forget it. All those in favour, raise your hand. Gosh, fantastic! Every single one of you has put your hand up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Victims of the tsunami thank you with all their hearts.
Remember, Stephen, charity begins at home. At home!
Well, before you listen to today's drama, I asked you two questions. Did you manage to find the answers to them? You did. Congratulations. Well, just to double check, the first question was, how do Fanny and Agnes avoid giving money, donating money to Serena's charity? Well, it's very, very clever. Serena's come up with this idea that all her classmates could give half their pocket money every week to the Red Cross, a charity to help the victims of the tsunami. But Fanny says, but to give money openly in front of everybody else in the class would be embarrassing. Some of us may get a lot of pocket money, and some may get a lot less. The idea is to avoid embarrassment. Instead of the box, why not pass around a paper for us to sign? The paper would be a pledge, a promise to pay half our money, our pocket money, to the Red Cross. So this is Fanny's very cunning, very clever idea on how to avoid actually giving cash to the charity. She's saying that, and it sounds logical, it sounds reasonable, it's a good excuse. We have to say that Fanny and Agnes are good at coming up with excuses. She's saying, well, some of us get a lot of pocket money, and some of us only get a little bit of pocket money, so it would be embarrassing if some of us gave $50 and then the others could only give $10. So she's saying instead, well, just sign a paper promising to give this money, and then no one will be embarrassed because no one will know how much everybody else is giving. So that was her idea, and as we know, we've listened to the drama, we know that it worked, that in the end the class voted for this. And it's also rather sad to find out that a lot of the other students afterwards thanked Fanny and Agnes for putting this idea forward, because they said, oh, we would have been embarrassed and maybe we would have had to have given money when we didn't want to if Serena's idea had gone through. Now, I don't know what you think about that, but that's a very good topic for the discussion zone of the RTHK website. What is the discussion zone? Well, it's on the internet. It's somewhere that you can express your opinions about some of the issues raised in the Songbirds drama. How do you get to the discussion zone? Well, go to the RTHK website, and I'm going to give you the address. If you've got a pen or a pencil, or if you've got a good memory, it's www.rthk.org.hk. And when you get to that site, on the top right-hand corner of your screen, it will say discussion zone in both English and Chinese. Click on that and then click on songbirds and then you can write down your opinion. You can talk about your response to the tsunami tragedy, about giving money to charities to help. You can talk about Serena's idea of giving half your pocket money every week. Or you can talk about the response of Agnes and Fanny. Maybe you think their response is good. Maybe you think that Serena is somehow putting pressure on them to give money. And in a way, she is embarrassing them into giving money when maybe they don't want to. What do you think about that? Why not write into the discussion zone on the RTHK website and let us know? You can also read there what other people have written and what other people think about these topics. The second question I asked you was, what are the final words of the drama? Well, the final words of the drama are the same as the title of the drama. The drama ends with Fanny's mother once again reiterating, saying again with emphasis, her philosophy, charity begins at home, at home. And she repeats the at home as a way of emphasising this belief that you should only try to help your immediate family. But as we've seen in the previous episodes, the mother's philosophy has gone wrong because she's bringing up a daughter who has learned to be mean not only to charities but also to her friends and also to her brother. So maybe that philosophy, the mother may be using it in a good way. She may be trying to help her daughter. But in the end, she's raising a daughter with rather a mean attitude towards helping other people. OK, now it's time to focus on some of the language we heard in today's Songbirds drama episode. Compassion fatigue. Well, we heard Serena talk about that. She said the aid, the charity that people gave immediately after the tsunami, the Asian tsunami disaster, is beginning to dry up, is beginning to stop. People are beginning to stop giving money to help the victims. Why is this? Because people are starting to suffer, she said, from compassion fatigue. Well, compassion fatigue is when people start to become tired of feeling sorry for the victims of a disaster. So in this case, people have been thinking about it, hearing about it for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and they're beginning to feel tired. Oh, the tsunami relief appeal again. Oh, I've given money. I've heard about this. And you begin to get maybe a bit bored with it. You don't feel so involved with it. It's going more and more into the past. And you've seen too many programs about it, heard too many appeals. So you're getting this fatigue. Fatigue is tiredness, and compassion is a feeling of love towards your fellow human beings. So you're beginning to tire of this feeling that you should be helping people. You've got compassion fatigue. Agnes later on talked about the class giving a great sigh of relief. She said that when Fanny came up with the idea of the pledge, writing a promise rather than actually giving money, everyone gave a great sigh of relief. And that is when you think that something is going to happen that you don't want to happen, and then suddenly it doesn't happen. And you think, oh, good, thank goodness for that. Oh, that is a great sigh of relief. And finally, Fanny's mother uses an expression, I haven't been slaving away at the office to earn money, to give you pocket money just for you to throw it down the drain. To work like a slave or to be slaving, I haven't been slaving away, means to work very hard. A slave is somebody who has to work without remuneration, without being given any money. And if you are slaving away, that means you're working very, very hard. And to throw money down the drain is an idiom meaning just to waste your money, to throw your money away, to throw your money down the drain.
Bodies and
Live recording there of Panis Angelicus, and that was sung by the opera singer Luciano Pavarotti along with the pop singer Sting, and that was from a CD which was made to raise money for charity to help people in other parts of the world. Well, now it's time for me, Dino Mahoney, to say goodbye and invite you to join me next time for another edition of your favourite radio programme, Songbirds.